It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
Here's the Friday Short for December 19th of 2025. The year is ending the way it began, with the Democratic National Party refusing to admit it lost its way in connecting with working-class voters, younger voters, progressive voters, and marginalized voters. The DNC announced this week it will not release an autopsy report to the public detailing how Kamala Harris became the first Democratic presidential nominee to lose the popular vote to a Republican in 20 years and how MAGA Republicans kept control of Congress. It just seems like an important fact that in order to stop losing to Dear Leader Trump and to MAGA Republicans, perhaps learning from past mistakes and refusing to repeat those mistakes in the future is the best idea. That's kind of how I think. Now, before I move on, I will say and I will repeat on what I said earlier on this week's episode, which you can check out. Americans voting for a convicted felon and a lifelong racist and con man to return to the White House prove that we are a country that is indeed broken and off track. It also proved how misogyny and racism are still very much a reality in parts of the country, which you can see for yourself on social media on a daily basis, well, also in corporate media coverage, too. That said, the Harris campaign, the DNC, and high-paid and out-of-touch consultants failed to push the right kind of fight and right kind of message to defeat a deranged lunatic like Trump. Now, when Harris began her race and then picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her VP pick, the campaign had some real juice behind it. They talked about corporate greed, price gouging, affordable housing, and yes, just how freaking weird Trump, J.D. Vance, and all of those now within the regime truly are. But then the campaign suddenly changed course and stopped talking about corporate greed and price gouging or affordable housing or the weirdness of the Trump family and the MAGA Republican Party. They failed to read the tea leaves that Americans were hurting and that while, yes, the economy was recovering from high inflation due to a worldwide pandemic, people were still feeling pain. When Kamala Harris told the ladies on The View that she wouldn't change one thing about the Biden record, well, that was more damning than those ridiculous anti-trans ads. Democrats also ceded ground to Trump and MAGA Republicans on immigration and also on crime, which was freaking insane considering that Trump just became a convicted felon. Also, as has been common practice within Democratic Party leadership circles, Harris and Democrats spent the majority of their time telling us what they would protect and what they would defend, while Trump and MAGA were busy telling everyone what they were going to do once they grabbed power. There was no offensive strategy. There was no strong working-class message to galvanize the people against the oligarchy. Instead, the DNC put up CEOs on its convention floor and tried to garner the favor of cryptocurrency and tech bros. And this part cannot be understated. Harris and Democratic leaders steadfastly resisted against their own voters by refusing to call out the right-wing Israeli government and its genocide against the Palestinian people in Gaza. So in reality, Democratic leaders lost the meeting. The party lost the meaning. And that's what we were hoping to read in this autopsy report as a way to guarantee the Democratic base and independent voters and Republican voters that they did indeed learn some lessons. But DNC Chair Ken Martin says, we don't need to go over those details because, hey, Democrats are winning elections right now since Dear Leader and his regime's approval ratings are dropping fast by the day. Besides, it would just divert people, they say, and turn Democrats against each other. You know, that's amazing because the one campaign that drew lots of attention and lots of energy, especially amongst young people, you know, that demographic that Dems struggled with in 2024, was Socialist Democratic Zoran Mamdani's blowout win over the establishment Democratic Party choice, Andrew Cuomo. And why? Because Mamdani paid attention to the working class. He talked working class ideals, and rather than spending all of his time promising to protect this or to protect that, he presented bold proposals designed to help working class New Yorkers. He made establishment Democrats, Republicans, and all of their friends in corporate media respond to him and his campaign. Not to mention, Mamdani embraced digital media to connect with voters rather than just relying on expensive TV ads that aren't reaching as wide as an audience anymore. It's not that hard of a lesson to learn. According to the latest Quinnipiac poll, Democrats have a negative 55 rating by voters. Negative 55. And independent voters have even a lower opinion of Democrats. But by all means, let's just ignore what happened and keep doing the same thing. a progressive grassroots organization known as Roots Action, released its autopsy on the 2024 election and concluded that the Kamala Harris campaign chose to court so-called moderate voters over cementing the Democratic base, working-class voters, young and progressive voters, and also refused to distance itself with Biden on Gaza. I'm guessing the DNC autopsy report had sort of the same conclusions, because had this report been full of details illustrating how Democrats moved too much to the left or became too progressive, do you honestly believe the report would have been shelved like this one is? You know better. Leftoflansing at gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow me on Blue Sky, Facebook, the Gram, and Twitter. Subscribe to the show on the YouTube, and subscribe and give a good 5-star review of Michigan's premier progressive podcast. Happy holidays, go Lions, and take the battle to them.